Audible is the home of storytelling, from audiobooks across every genre to all your favorite podcasts and exclusive Audible originals. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. Audible is the destination for thrilling audiobooks with highly anticipated new releases and next listen recommendations to pique your curiosity and sense of mystery. Best-selling titles like First Lie Wins, or the upcoming Stephen King novel, You Like It Darker. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/built or text built to 500-500. That's audible.com/built or text built to 500-500. Are you sick of the same old presentation programs at work? Better presentations are possible, and they're called Canva presentations. Canva is the easy-to-use online design platform for presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos, and more. Whether you work in sales, marketing, HR, ops, and more, Canva presentations are perfect for any deck you want to design. Sales decks, marketing presentations, onboarding plans, you name it. Canva is used by 90% of Fortune 500 companies. So whether you work at a small or a big company in a team of 2 or 2,000, Canva empowers workplaces everywhere to design compelling visual content, save time, and be more productive together. I know lots of organizations that use Canva to do client pitch decks, stakeholder presentations, and slides for team meetings every day. Nail your next work presentation with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Our friends at Corient provide wealth management services centered around you. And you know what? Corient's goal is to exceed your expectations and simplify your life. Corient can help high achievers just like you preserve your wealth and provide for the people, causes, and communities you care about. Corient has extensive knowledge across the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management. They're one of the largest integrated fee-only U.S. registered investment advisors, and they have deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Teams that put the collective power of their expertise into building you the custom wealth, investment, and family office solutions that can help you reach your holistic financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, speak with an advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Hey, it's Guy here, and today I'm super excited because we're releasing the very first bonus episode from the How I Built This Summit that happened last month in San Francisco. And we asked a few entrepreneurs who we already interviewed on the show to come back and talk more about how to build a business, a kind of masterclass from the people who've been in the trenches. Today's episode is with Jennifer Hyman, co-founder of the fashion brand Rent the Runway. And if you haven't heard Jen's original episode on the show or the story of Rent the Runway, I definitely recommend listening to that first. But if you can't wait, here's a brief sketch. Jen came up with the idea for a company that would rent out designer clothes to women for special occasions. And back when she started out, she had to convince designers to get on board, including the iconic designer, Diane von Furstenberg. Jen and her co-founder hustled their way into a meeting with Diane, who was initially cool to the idea. But eventually, Diane von Furstenberg and hundreds of other designers signed on. And today, Rent the Runway does $100 million in annual revenue. And one of the lessons Jen Hyman learned along the way was how to introduce a disruptive idea slowly. Here's my conversation with Jen Hyman in front of a live audience at the How I Built This Summit in San Francisco.
All right.
So something we didn't really get into the podcast episode is that you actually had a much bigger, fully formed idea. Because initially, Rent the Runway was a place you could go and rent a fancy dress for a gown, for a ball or some kind of fancy event. And that's what it was at the beginning. But you actually had the idea of what it would be fully formed in your mind already at the beginning, right?
Yeah. So I had this vision in 2008 that the closet would move into the cloud because people were valuing experiences over ownership, and that there would be a time where a portion of what we wore every single day would be comprised of things that we don't own forever. So all a rental meant to me is something that you didn't have to have a lifelong contract with, and that it could be a wardrobe on rotation. This vision was way beyond where consumer behavior was at the time, and certainly where investor behavior was. So I had to start with a consumer value proposition that was more tangible and that was easier to understand, which was rent a dress for a special occasion. Because every woman has that experience of opening up her closet and seeing the closet filled with dead dresses that she only wore once because she was a bridesmaid or because she was pregnant or because something went out of style or she had a last minute date that popped up. So it was very easy for people to wrap their arms around at the time renting a dress. And because most investors are men, they were able to compare it to something they did, which was rent a tuxedo. So I'm starting with the most digestible piece of the equation.
Yeah, I mean, if you already had this idea in your mind, you knew what the thing was going to be, you had this vision, but you decide to take one small piece of it and start that way. How did you know when to start rolling out the other pieces of it?
Number one is it was informed by when the customer was ready. And there were two aspects of that. Number one is when the world around us had changed enough where people would consider renting their everyday clothing. And we've been able to grow not only because of the success of Rent the Runway, but also because of the success of Airbnb and Uber and WeWork and ClassPass and the million of, the many sharing economies that have impacted and transformed how we act in every aspect of our lives. But we also, at the point that we opened up a subscription to fashion, we had millions of customers at that point who had rented the runway for a wedding or for a special occasion, had a great experience, the behavior was more normalized at that point in time, and they were ready to try the next step. And in fact, when we spoke to our customers, they were begging us to offer them the ability to rent to what they said was the most important occasion in their life, and that occasion is work. We kept hearing from our customers that the place where they want to feel the most self-confident, the most empowered, is when they walk into the office every single day. They want to feel like a boss. They want to dress for the job they want. And there is this pink tax that has existed forever on women where there's an expectation that you're going to have variety in your professional wardrobe, that you're going to be spending a lot of money to look presentable even when you can't afford to actually pay for those items, so that this was a real need that the customer had.
So, I mean, you had this, you knew that this was going to be the thing you were going to do. And essentially, you waited for your customers to say, we want this now, we want to go, and then you said, okay, we can go to phase two now, we can push this button.
Yeah, in fact, it was always part of our early investor decks and presentations. There's always a last page of, like, what are you going to do in the future? And I think a lot of investors discount that because it's the page where the entrepreneur says, oh, we're going to take over the world. We're going to become the trillion-dollar company.
Right.
But I was convinced that we can build a closet in the cloud that puts that 80% of the closet on rotation and gives you a better way. Now, the other thing that was critical about breaking up the idea into stages was that to be a successful entrepreneur, you not only have to have a customer value proposition, but you have to have an industry value proposition. So remember, the thing that could have most likely shut me down at the beginning of the company was retailers hating what we were doing.
Sure.
And calling the designers who we were buying inventory from and saying, don't work with Rent the Runway. And that was actually a very likely scenario. You can imagine we were renting current season designer inventory for 5 to 10% of the price at the exact same time that it was at Nordstrom and Neiman Marcus and Saks and Net-a-Porter for sale. So the threat was if Nordstrom would call the designers and say, don't work with Jen. This is insane. Why would you put my clothing up for rent? So we started with dresses because after I cold called Diane von Furstenberg, the second person I cold called was the president of Neiman Marcus. And I decided that I would go straight into kind of the belly of the beast, the person who was most likely to destroy me. I cold called him and I shared the idea for Rent the Runway with him. I said, what do you think if I were to rent, you know, designer inventory for 5% of the price, designer dresses? And he said, that's a great idea. Women have been renting the runway for my stores for decades. It's called buying a dress, keeping the tags on, and returning it after you've worn it.
Amazing.
And I said, how often does that happen? And again, this is the president of Neiman Marcus. He says, 70% of the time.
Wow.
And I was like, well, if you know that, why don't you stop it? They're stealing from you. You know they're stealing. And his response was, I can't stop it. The same customer who's renting the runway from the dress department is buying 10 pairs of shoes downstairs. It's my best customers who are exhibiting this behavior. And now, fun fact, I proceeded to cold call the CEOs of all of the major department stores. So I met with Macy's and Saks and Nordstrom, and the theft rate, so the rent the runway rate at Macy's is only 35%, whereas at Neiman Marcus it's 70%, proving once and for all, rich people steal more than poor people.
Yes, indeed. Yes. So this leads me to an important point, which is, do you think, I mean, given that you created this very disruptive brand, do you think when your idea is radical, is truly radical, like Rent the Runway is for the fashion industry, that it's better to phase that idea in slowly?
So there's two approaches. There's the Rent the Runway approach, and there's the, you would say, the Uber approach. The Rent the Runway approach is, we're 9 years in right now, and the industry considers us to be their most important partner. They want us to be successful. Then you have a business like Uber, which of course is huge and unbelievably successful, but kind of barreled its way into cities and countries all over the world. And sometimes when you barrel your way in, you get a huge amount of government resistance and people deciding on the ballot whether or not you should be there. And you're starting to face the repercussions of that down the line. So I would say that we started off in a weaker position with the industry. Now we're in a very strong position with the industry, and it allows us to innovate very quickly. And as you've seen, we've gone so quickly from being a business that just rents special occasion clothing to now renting everything that you might want to wear, and our average subscriber is using us 120 days of the year.
My favorite stat is you are the biggest dry cleaner in America.
We believe it's in the world, but that's certainly a business that I never thought I would be in.
Did you have a plan B? Like, if this was going to fail, did you have something that you would pivot towards, or did you not even think about that?
I never even thought of it because, honestly, I didn't even have a plan A. We started working on Rent the Runway because I had this idea and thought that this sounded really fun and that this was something that would empower women to feel their best before the moments that mattered to them. And we started working on it, and it was really fun. And 10 years later, it's even more fun. And I never thought, oh, I want to be an entrepreneur. Let me brainstorm an idea. It was just that I saw what was happening in the world around me, and I saw that there was an opportunity. And then I had the confidence to say, you know what? I'm going to pursue this, but if it doesn't work, I can just get another job.
There are lots of early stage entrepreneurs in this audience. What do you, if you were sitting there and you were, you know, 10 years ago and you were watching a version of you up here, what do you wish you would have known then that you know now?
Here on our show, we bring you tales of the long, sometimes really hard road to building a successful company. Of course, no two entrepreneurs' journeys are exactly the same, but themes do emerge. One, there's no way they can do it alone. Another is how incredibly important it is for companies to keep their teams connected, no matter where they are in the world. Our sponsor, Atlassian, knows this better than anyone. Their team has spent over 20 years creating software like Jira and Confluence to make collaboration of any size and across any distance possible, because Atlassian believes the best ideas are impossible alone. And look, there will always be challenges with distributed work. Our team here at How I Built This might not be huge. We do a lot with a small group of hardworking people, but we really understand the importance of staying organized and having visibility across the team, especially when we're all working remotely. Having the right collaboration products can make all the difference when you need to move quickly, work efficiently, and make informed decisions. With their evidence-based approach, Atlassian has redefined collaboration for teams scattered across the globe. And if you're looking for solutions for your team, Atlassian's suite of software is the foundation to help make the way you work that much more seamless. No matter where you are, your team can plan meticulously with Jira and create a knowledge base with Confluence, turning ideas into action and brainstorming into breakthroughs. A world where distributed teams sync effortlessly, where the touch of innovation streamlines every project, that's not a dream. It's a reality with Atlassian. Whether your team is spread across the country or even the globe, delivering greatness is impossible alone. Learn more at Atlassian.com. That's Atlassian.com. Atlassian. So we've talked a lot on How I Built This about AI. And today, AI is no longer a plaything. It's a business imperative. Your team spends half their time writing, and one confusing email can turn into 12 confused replies and a meeting to get back on the same page. Grammarly is a trusted AI writing partner that saves your company from miscommunication and all the wasted time and money that goes with it. I have really found Grammarly to be super helpful to save time with generative AI prompts. It's also super easy to stay organized because Grammarly works great with other programs that I already use. Grammarly works everywhere you work and integrates seamlessly across 500,000 apps and websites. No cutting, no pasting, no context switching. When every word your team writes is clear, concise, and on brand, everything gets better. Join 70,000 teams who trust Grammarly to work faster and hit their goals while keeping their data secure. Learn more at Grammarly.com. All right, so this summer, I'm going to see the Taylor Swift concert. And of course, I bought the tickets months in advance before I couldn't get them anymore. Because when you want the best, you have to act quickly, right? Or someone else will get it instead. It's just like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/built. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/built. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
I think that entrepreneurs are, and founders are human, and we're not all geniuses, and we don't always have the solutions, and that it's a very human thing to pursue a passion and to pursue a dream, and that really anyone and everyone can be a fantastic entrepreneur and founder if, number one, you have this overwhelming passion and a knowledge that if your idea is successful, you're going to be dedicating the next several decades to building it. This is not some, hey, 5 years later, like on to the next thing. Number two is if you have the humility to learn and to continuously transform yourself and make yourself into a leader that is growing with the business. Think of how quickly a startup scales. Mm-hmm. And before Rent the Runway, I had managed all of 10 people. And now my company has 1,500 people and will likely have 3,000 people by the end of next year. So every year I have to double my leadership capabilities. And you can only do that by being really humble, by listening to others, by accepting feedback, and by understanding that we are all in the process of self-transformation.
Tell me, in the remaining time we have, your ambitions. You mentioned to me backstage what your vision is, what you want it to be, how big you want it to get.
Yeah, so I'm here to build a $100 billion company and to change the way we get dressed every single day all over the world and to democratize what I think is one of the most elite industries on earth and one of the most wasteful industries on earth. We have these storage facilities in our bedrooms called closets that whether or not you care about fashion, you spend a lot of money on. And 80% of that stuff is worn 3 times or less and ends up in a landfill. It's insane. And we can offer a better way to enable people also to have freedom, to have the freedom to express yourself however you want every single day, and to have that change. Who we are today is fundamentally going to be different than who we will be 5 years from now. And you should be able to not have that closet that holds you back, that's the story of the past, but have your closet in the cloud, which is the story of right now.
Will you come back on the show when you're a $100 billion company?
100%.
All right, great. Hey, Jennifer Hyman, founder of Rent the Runway. Jen, thank you.
Thank you.
Jennifer Hyman joined me live on stage at the How I Built This Summit, which happened last month at Yerba Buena Center for the Arts in San Francisco. And we're going to be dropping many more bonus episodes from the summit every Thursday right up to Christmas, so keep checking for updates. Next week, we've got Adam Lowry and Eric Ryan, co-founders of Method. And thanks to Rachel Faulkner, who produced this episode, and Ramtin Arablouei, who wrote the music. I'm Guy Raz, and you've been listening to a special bonus episode on How I Built This from NPR.
Your next great read is out there waiting for you, and NPR can help you find it. Visit npr.org/booksweLove to browse hundreds of books we loved published this year, plus thousands in our archive. And, you know, books make great gifts for everyone on your holiday shopping list.
If you like How I Built This, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fu, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the new Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.